This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will hold his first event with leaders from the Group of Seven Nations in a virtual meeting on Friday. They're set to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, the world economy, and China. The White House said Biden would focus his remarks on a global response to COVID-19 vaccine production and distribution. He's also expected to talk about plans for coping with future outbreaks of disease. Biden has sought to project an image of, or a message, of re-engagement with the world and with global institutions after 4 years of President Donald Trump's America First mantra. Mr. Trump withdrew the United States from the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord and largely scoffed at multilateral organizations and groups. Biden brought the United States back into the WHO and rejoined the Paris Accord and has signaled a desire to work with allies in confronting China on a host of thorny issues. Rescuers pulled out nine more bodies from the site of a flash flood in a Himalayan region of northern India on Sunday, a week after the disaster struck, bringing the death toll to 50, with more than 150 people still missing, according to officials. The flash flood in Uttarakhand state, triggered by what scientists said could have been a large avalanche of glacier ice, sent water, rocks, and debris surging down the Dali Ganga River Valley, destroying dams and bridges. Rescuers are using heavy digging machinery in a race to free dozens of dam construction workers trapped in an underground tunnel connected to a hydroelectric project. It was being built by the government-owned National Thermal Power Corporation. Authorities say 154 people are still missing. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Western powers Sunday of using jailed opposition figure Alexei Navalny to try to contain Russia, saying Russia's recent successes, including the development of the Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine, were starting to irritate Moscow's opponents. His remarks came amid word that a series of videos of pro-Putin flash mobs broadcast by state-controlled media and posted online were staged. Independent media outlets in Russia reported the Kremlin and the governing United Russia Party issued instructions for the videos to be recorded. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov dismissed the claim, saying the Kremlin had nothing to do with the videos. In a lengthy interview on state channel Russia 24, Putin acknowledged that living standards in Russia have fallen, as in other parts of the world, because of the coronavirus pandemic. He also claimed Russia's enemies have been stirring up protests in support of Alexei Navalny, the Kremlin critic who survived a near-fatal poisoning last year, got treatment in Germany, and was arrested last month in Moscow upon his return to his home country. Last week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told CNN that the Kremlin was making a mistake trying to blame the current political turmoil in Russia on outside factors. He said everyday Russians are looking for ways to make sure that their voice is heard. Heavy fighting between Houthi rebels and Yemeni government forces raged on Sunday, extending a week of violence in the strategic province of Marib, according to Yemeni officials. With dozens killed, the fighting has cast major doubt over UN-led efforts to restart negotiations to end years of civil war. The Iranian-backed rebels earlier this month renewed their attacks on the oil-rich province. It's an anti-Houthi stronghold held by the internationally recognized government. The number of new U.S. coronavirus cases has fallen below 100,000 in recent days, but a health official warned Sunday the pandemic is far from under control. The U.S., with more reported COVID-19 deaths and more infections than any other country, had been recording more than 200,000 new cases a day in December, and the figure swelled to about 250,000 daily in January, according to Johns Hopkins University. Friday and Saturday, however, the number of new cases dipped below 100,000 each day. And a spokesman for Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan says the couple are expecting their second child together. The couple stepped back from their royal duties in January 2020 and moved with their first son, Archie, to Southern California. Concurrent with the move, they gave up their official royal roles. They now pursue media projects and charity work. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.